100% black owned and operated.
They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world. Kaboom!
Hello and welcome to this Secret Vibe Lounge. Welcome. Come in. And as you know by now, except for the newcomers, that VIBE is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. I'll say it again, vision, intention, belief, and expectation. It's also short for the word vibration. So what is your VIBE into this lounge? What VIBE are you bringing into this lounge? So if you're in a mode of complaint, please park your perspective at the door and come on in. And I want you to ask yourself, what do I want? Because today I'm going to focus specifically on you attracting, therefore focusing on what you want. And so that's the first question I'm going to ask you to ask off yourself. What do I want? And the reason why I do that is because it is a reset. It will reset you to focus on what you want because you are constantly creating. And if you're in that mode of complaint, you will be focusing on what you do not want, and therefore you will attract it into your reality. So as you know, I am the attraction coach. And I specialize in helping women to attract their ideal partner, to attract the kind of qualities that they want in an individual. In other words, how they want to feel in a relationship. And my formula, vision, intention, belief, and expectation, an acronym for VIBE, also works with all modes of attracting. So, what is it that you want to attract? It doesn't have to be a relationship. Of course, that's important. But what other aspects do you want? We live in an abundant universe. Ask yourself, what do I want? And so I often like to talk about reality. What is reality? Think about it. Is it what we can experience with our senses, or is it something else? Is it more? Where was a newborn baby before it was born? Where was my book before I authored it? Where was the chair that perhaps you're sitting on before it was here? You see, I want you to consider that there is that which lies beyond reality as we see it. And I say reality with a small r. There is that which lies beyond our reality as we perceive it. Because what we see is only a construct of our interpretation. The world we see is just a construct of our interpretation. And so reality is so much more. Just because you cannot see it with your five senses doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So there is that which lies beyond your perceived reality, beyond your perspective. And so we come into this space, we park our perspectives, because I want you to focus on what you want. The other day I was researching dimensions, and it was such a fascinating subject because it talked about one dimension, two dimension, three dimension, and fourth dimension. And we live in a three-dimensional world where we experience matter. The physical form of matter. And matter is not reality. Anything that can change form, is not reality. Remember, what we see is a construct of our interpretation. So the reality with the big R lies beyond our perception. And beyond our perception is abundance, boundless abundance, peace, love, and joy in total abundance. And through our imagination, we can tap into the real reality. And so what is it that you're imagining for yourself today? What you desire in this very moment doesn't mean that it can't exist for you. We live our lives primarily on the physical plane, this third dimension of length, breadth, and height, which includes everything that has a form or a substance that has been created with matter. And some people look at the physical realm and they see lack. Some people look at this realm and they see abundance. And it's all based on the past messages, the past teachings that we have gleaned from growing up and entering into this world. And that's why I say it's just down to interpretation. It's just your perspective. There is no right or wrong in that. If you believe that you can, then you can. If you believe that you can't, then you can't. You see, both statements are right because you imagine it so. It's your perspective. And so we can believe and pull from that spiritual plane into a physical plane. So we also live at the level of mind. The mind is that part of us that has the ability to reason and to use logic to evaluate situations. And it's also potential energy. And because of this, we can change our material world around us simply by changing our thoughts and our beliefs beyond the mind and at the deepest level of consciousness where the spirit, our inner spirit resides, which is connected to everything. This part of us is eternal and it's unchanging and it has pure potential energy, and we can tap into that energy and create whatever we imagine. And it's this same energy that enables us to manifest what to the world appears as miracles. And so the world that we see is not objective, but it is in fact subjective. It is a construct of our interpretations. It is merely our perspectives. And so our words, our thoughts, and our beliefs create specific results in this physical world. And so abundance doesn't spring from an external source. it comes from within. It springs from within through the vision that we hold in our mind, the intention that we set, the beliefs that we hold in our mind, and therefore our expectation. And so we see here the formula, vibe, vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And so you see, you are such a powerful being. You can change your perceptions. You can change your perspective to create a new reality. And I say reality with a little r. Simply by transforming your thoughts and expectations, you can begin to speak and think into reality and really harness that infinite flow when you understand how this whole thing goes. We are creators of our reality. And I want to make a big distinction between what I mean when I say realities. There's reality with a little r, as we know it, with our perspective and our construct of our world through our interpretations. Then there is the real reality, which I call the big R. So we can speak into our existence. And it's important that you have this information, because if you don't understand the way that things work, you will hear my words and you might just say, well, Valerie said this, and you'll go off and do it. But if you don't have a deep root understanding of where this is springing from, then it will be superficial. Your learning will be superficial, and therefore your results will be superficial. We have to understand who we are. We have to understand that we are created from an infinite intelligence. Infinite intelligence is all around us. We see it in nature. We see the flow of nature. And it's from that place, that place of bountiful spirit, that we can acknowledge that is also our birthright. It is our birthright to be super abundant, super joyful, super loving, to understand that there is more than enough. And so when I talk about attraction, the law of attraction, that like energy attracts like energy, and I say that feeling is the secret, this is me explaining where you can get into your imagination. When you're in that place of imagining what you want, or writing down, even better still, what you want, and you're able to create that visual in your mind, you are now in the spiritual realm. And the spiritual realm is the big R, okay? That's the reality. And in this place, you get to trigger what you want, because you're adding your feelings, you're expressing your vibrations, which is invisible. And you're connecting with that invisible world, the fourth dimension, and aligning your energy with that world. And now you can now allow that which you are focusing on to come into your reality, your world that you have created. So focus on what you want. Take time to write down, draw, get your vision board out, put pictures of what you want, look at it and feel it. This is not a joke. This is serious. Start to feel it. I feel as if the consciousness of the world, the people, humanity is starting to rise up. Our eyes are beginning to open to realize that what we see with our senses is not reality. There are invisible forces, invisible laws that if we know how it works, we can work along with it. So first and foremost, understand that you are a spiritual being that is having a physical experience. So what is it that you would want to experience today? Focus on what you want. Do not focus on what you do not want, or you will attract that into your reality. And really what I've been explaining today is the V part of the formula, vision, intention, belief and expectation, because I want you to have a true vision of what you want. But in doing that, you also have to have a true vision of who you are. You can't be blind to who you are and the potential of who you are. You have to see your power in order so that you can walk in it. Because if you do not know what you have in your hand, how can you then use it? So the vision part of the formula is really about understanding who you are, your potential, that you are a creative being and that you can create whatever you see in your imagination, you can bring it into this material world that we see all around us. It is just a construct of your interpretation. So what are you interpreting today? And with that, we then set our intention. We set the ball rolling when we can align our energy. When you can close your eyes and see what you want. When you can have that vision board in front of you and see what you want. You are now setting the ball rolling with your intention. And you're also giving attention to your intention. To have it brought into this material world. And if your reality with the small r, the world that you're creating around you, is a construct of your interpretation, then I have to ask, what is it that you're believing? You see, many of us carry so many limiting beliefs picked up in our childhood and growing up and social media and our friends and our culture. We do it without even thinking, and we accept that as truth, but it's not true. And those limiting beliefs, like I said, those interpretations construct your world. So there's a lot of work to be done in the undoing process, stripping away those limiting beliefs, letting it go so that you can see the truth of who you are. And you can feel when it surfaces up inside of you, when you make excuses for not receiving what you have asked for. You can feel it when you say to yourself, oh, I can't do this because of, nope. You can't use those things. Well, you can, in fact, if you choose to continue in that way. But you have a choice in releasing those limiting beliefs that you can manifest into your life what you truly want. And that's what's beautiful about our reality. You can choose it. You can choose with your imagination. And don't limit yourself with those beliefs that say that you cannot. And then expectation. You see, when you have that expectation, it's based on those building blocks: vision, understanding who you are, setting that intention, getting rid of those limiting beliefs, and then being in a place of expectation. This is not just thinking that it might happen. This is a knowing. This is a knowing. Because you understand the psychology behind it. You understand, if you want to call it, the science behind it. You understand how nature works. You get this stuff. You get how attraction works. That like energy attracts like energy. Whatever you put out there, you will attract it in, because energy is intangible. It is who you were before you came into this world. It is what will align you. And when you know that something is going to happen, you don't feel needy, do you? Because you know, right? And so the energy with which you walk in with that knowing is completely different from when you're having that thought in your mind, is it going to happen or is it going to not happen? You're switching in between focusing on what you want and focusing on what you do not want. And so the expectation part is so important, because this is what allows you to receive. This is what allows you to receive when you can become detached from the outcome. Detached from the outcome, because you're allowing what you have asked for to flow through you with no blockages to stop it from flowing through. That's when you start to see quick manifestation. Quick manifestation, because you get this. You're not going to allow yourself to get in the way. And you start to manifest just like that so quickly. So this is why sometimes I feel like I just want to drum it in your head over and over and over again. Anything, whatever you imagine, you can conceive it. Okay, those are the words of Napoleon Hill. Whatever you can conceive, you can achieve. And so the trick here is, for want of use of a better word, is to not allow yourself to get in the way. Just completely trust in the process and not keep thinking, oh, I wonder if it's going to come. I wonder if it's not going to come. You see, understanding that it is coming, knowing and trusting the process, trusting in God, if you want to use that word, or infinite intelligence, or manufacturer, or that power that is intangible from whence you came. When you know that it's going to happen, you walk in complete knowing that it will manifest. And I'm sure that you've had examples of that, where things have just come to you. You haven't even been thinking about it. And so that's why in my last show, when you last came to the lounge, I said to you that you should just set it and forget it. The forget it is not thinking it's going to come, but just allowing the process for it to come to you. You set it and forget it. Forget it in the sense that you know that it will manifest. And so, what are you focusing on today? Now, as you know, I'm the Law of Attraction coach. Just call me the Attraction Coach, if that's simpler. And I'm always talking about vibes and your vibration. What are you sending out there that you cannot see, but you are doing by with your feelings? It's not about the words that come out your mouth so much as about the feeling behind the words. You see, this is where you cannot hide, even if you live under a rock. The spiritual world, the universe can hear what you are projecting on it. So what is it that you're feeling today? Yeah, I want you to imagine, and I want you to speak from that place of imagination with words that convict within you that what you desire will be made manifest. And so last year, what was made manifest is I wrote my second book. It's called The Difference. It's a very thought-provoking book. You can find that on Amazon. or you can go direct to my website, valerieacampbell.com, and you can get a copy there. If you order it on my website, you'll also get a corresponding ebook to go with it. Now, second of all, I would love for you to go to valerieacampbell.com/free guide. And this is for those ladies and guys, I know that you're curious how to attract your ideal partner. How to attract your ideal partner. Women, you can go and grab your copy now. And men, you can do the same if you want to know how us women are thinking. If you're curious. So you can go to www.valerieacampbell.com/free guide. Okay. And that's an ebook where I break it down. So I would love for you to write a list today. I'm actually going to give you homework today. Get pen and paper and write down a list of 50 things that you want. And when you write it, I want you to write it in the mode of, I am so grateful now that whatever that thing is has appeared in your life. Okay, I want you to write it in the present tense, and I want you to write it from a place of gratitude. Why gratitude? Because gratitude is a feeling. Yes? So for example, if you want that house in Orlando, what I would advise is, I am so grateful now that I've received or I've manifested this house in Orlando with its 5 bedrooms, you know, 2 kitchens, 1 bathroom, whatever it is that you want, you know what it is. Write it down, get a picture of it, put it up on your vision board, because the feeling is in the secret. And it's also great to use affirmations. You know, before I've told you about my money magnet story, I am a money magnet. And what happens is that, again, it's the feeling. When you say an affirmation, think of the feeling that you're exuding. What does it feel like to have lots of money around you so that you can go out and, you know, get those goals? Yes? Sometimes people have negative feelings around money, you know, because the words, they misread the word in the Bible. But the Bible says, the love of money. The love of money. In other words, when you put money before God, you put money as your idol. Yeah, but what is money? Again, it's just a construct of our interpretation, isn't it? What's the beliefs that you're having behind? So even if you have limiting beliefs around money, you can reach out to me, valerieacampbell.com/apply. And I can help you with those limiting beliefs around money. Limiting beliefs in general. So go out and create the world that you want. Don't be afraid to do it. Just be in gratitude every day. Note when you're being in a mode of complaint, because that is what you are attracting. And, you know, just as an exercise, also I want to give you this as... getting a lot of homework today. I want you to focus in your imagination, even if it's just for something smaller, that I'm going to attract a cup of coffee in the next 24 hours. That's a nice little one. Imagine it in your mind. Imagine receiving a cup of coffee. You can smell it, you can taste it, you can feel it. And then let it go. Set it and forget it. And just imagine it for maybe like 20 seconds and then let it go. That's what I mean when I say set it and forget it. So my time is up. It's been beautiful having you in the lounge today. And as always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Some people say namaste, but again, I like to break it down. The divine in me bows to the divine in you. Remember to go and grab that copy of my ebook, valerieacampbell.com/free guide. See you next week. Have a great day. Focus on what you want. Goodbye.
One hundred percent black owned and operated. They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.